Compass FM with Steph. And in the studio today, we welcome for the first time Inspector Natasha Rodley. She is the Road Policing Manager for Canterbury. Morena, how are you?
Kia ora. Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're more than welcome. So now we understand that you're currently running a road policing operation. Can you tell us a little bit more about what is about it?
As I said, I'm the Road Policing Manager for the Canterbury District. So for this month, as we lead into the summer and the busy period on our roads, we wanted to run an operation just to get people really thinking about road safety. It is aimed specifically at speed and keeping those speeds down, also restraints, people wearing their seatbelts, and checking for alcohol, which is obviously a big thing at this time of year as we move into the summer season. It means that not just road policing staff are involved in this operation, it's staff from across the district, from our detectives, right through to our most junior staff, and then people that respond to our 111 calls doing their bit as well.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So what can we expect, what can the public expect when we're out and about this month, Natasha?
So really we are hoping that the police are really visible for this month and again leading into that summer period. We're running multiple checkpoints. For example, last Friday we had 10 checkpoints running throughout the district. And obviously Hurunui and Waimakariri, as traffic comes down the country, yeah. You know, it is a focus for us in that speed area. Unfortunately, this area is overrepresented in some sorry statistics, yeah, around fatal and serious crashes.
Yeah. It's we really live in a massive district, don't we, here in North Canterbury? A huge area to try and cover from the New Zealand Police's perspective, I would imagine.
It is. We've got an extensive road network, and people are dying on our rural roads, which is... which is heartbreaking for us.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm talking to Inspector Natasha Rodley from New Zealand Police. Natasha, what's the aim of your operation? You briefly touched on it, if you can go a little bit more in detail.
It really is to keep our roads and therefore our drivers safe, especially leading into that busy summer period. We want everyone to travel throughout our district safely and get where they're going. It's our worst job in the world, in the police, having to go to a family and tell them that their loved one has been involved in a crash, and sometimes that's fatal, and that's our worst nightmare as well.
Oh, absolutely. So what is your final message for the drivers of North Canterbury and Canterbury essentially?
So we really want people to make good decisions on the road while they're driving, sticking to that speed limit, pulling over if you're going a little bit slower so that people are making good decisions around passing. Wearing your seatbelt is a big deal. Unfortunately, the statistics show that 35% of our fatal crashes, people aren't wearing their seatbelts.
Gosh, that's a really high number.
It is. It's shockingly high. And that's a lot of those people would survive those crashes if they were wearing their seatbelt.
Wow.
It's shocking.
As they said, was it Ronald McDonald years ago? You know, make it click.
Make it click.
Make
exactly.
It click. Don't think, oh, she'll be right, I'm just going to the dairy. No.
No. And a lot of people do have crashes in really close proximity to their houses, because it is exactly that. We'll just pop to the dairy, or we're just going down the road. Yeah. Whereas, if they're involved in a crash, that can be the difference between them walking away and not. We do want people to put their phones away. I haven't really talked about that, but the statistics again do show that if you're using your phone while driving, you are more likely to have a crash. So we do want those phones put away. If you're drinking, which we want people to have a good time, yeah, we do want them to plan ahead, and especially around how you're going to get home, whether that's a taxi, an Uber, a genuine sober driver that we know is going to stay sober. And then we want people to look after their mates, and so that everyone gets home safely and has a good time.
Yeah, so true. As you're just saying, a genuine sober driver, because, it can happen. Yeah, oh yeah, I'll be all good. And then all of a sudden that person isn't so genuine. And tragic consequences that go with that as well.
Absolutely. We know their intentions might have been good at the beginning of the night. But
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for coming in today, Inspector Natasha Rodley from New Zealand Police, Road Policing Manager. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys girls out and about police on the road there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Compass FM.